Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at the 74th edition of Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by the director and the cast of The Insult here at Venice 74. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
So I had the pleasure to watch the film. It was a good punch in the stomach, but at the same time a wonderful journey through the lives of people, the emotions, and also something that is always important, maybe is always in us, history and politics, they should always be in our lives. For you, especially as a director, you know, the one that actually orchestrates everything, how difficult was the journey to get to this point where actually the film was done, you know, and you were happy with it and the story and what you represented? Did it take a long time? You used the actors with you, or... I'm just very curious about the process itself.
Actually, writing it was the easiest experience I've had. But pulling the financing was a bit trickier. It's always like this. You know, you have a film that is with not superstars, not big celebrities, at least not outside of Lebanon, and you got to finance it. The financing is scarce. It's always difficult to make independent for movies. But we had faith. We had a lot of belief that it could work. And I had great producers working with me also who really believed in the project, emotionally involved, understood the politics. You know, there is politics everywhere. I think most of the movies, there's somehow some political intention into it. So we kind of fought with it. You know, it's you got to surround yourself with a good crew, good actors, good screenplay. You're 80% done.
I'm going to just link to what you said, emotionally involved. And of course, you need to have a good crew. And especially in this film, in The Insult, we have this sort of like this a parallel journey between two people that are much closer than what we think at the beginning. And they're much more similar as well. And that also is the power that leads us towards the end. This sort of resolution, although it's not an entire resolution. What was the work that you put on with Adele and Camille to create these two characters and to make it, you know, to put into life into the film?
Look, Adel and Camille are instinctive actors. I don't have to sit down and spend a lot of time analyzing the characters. Adel and Camille says, you know, say it a little faster or a little bit more angry or a little bit more happy, and that's it. You don't need to spend so much time analyzing it. Camille comes from a theater background. Adel comes from a film background. I had to work with Camille a little bit on cinema, but these are very instinctive actors. And, you know, if you spend too much time rehearsing with them, it's too much of a difficult. You do most of your choice when you cast great actors.
And you guys together instead? Like, did you almost have some sort of sessions together to with each other, or it was just completely natural on set?
It was completely natural. Of course, it was every scene we want to rehearse, we rehearse with Ziad, of course, on the set. But it was very easy for us. And of course, it's all coming back from... the privilege is for Ziad. He's a brilliant director. Mm-hmm. He's a brilliant leader. So he made it so easy for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
When you portray such characters, which becomes, you know, from a singular identity, it becomes something universal. You know, not only for the history of Lebanon, we can actually, you know, everyone maybe from all over the world can relate to this, you know, innate hatred that sometimes that we've no excuses sometimes. What kind of responsibility did you feel, you know, portraying and acting with these two specific roles? Was it sometimes almost too heavy, or you felt like even more ignited?
I'm not going to lie to you, but sometimes I felt it's a little bit heavy because I was lost between acting and hating this guy because Camille, you cannot hate such a guy. He's so sweet and gentle and gentleman. So sometimes it was a little bit difficult for me. But you have to do your job after all.
Yeah, for me it was not easy at all because he had one enemy in the movie. I had too many enemies in the movie as a Palestinian, I'm saying. But I can't say it was hard. I say it needed a lot of hard working. Mm-hmm. It was hard emotionally for me as Palestinian, sure. Also for the Lebanese team that worked very hard. But we understood that we are doing something important for ourselves and for our communities, and sure. I hope internationally also. So it was great.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for this film, and thank you for being with us at Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.